You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Naquan Mickens. And today we're bringing Megan back on to talk about Southern favorite foods. Thank you for coming back on, Megan.
And thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. I had a lot of fun talking to you last time about our lovely little girls trip guide to Beaufort. So I think it'll be fun to get to talk about Southern food because I feel like food is something that we're all pretty passionate about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it seems like Megan's the good luck charm as far as a great episode. So hopefully this one goes great as well.
I'm sure it will. And it's true. Megan, everyone loved the girls trip guide. So I'm sure that we're going to have a nice repeat. Everyone loved hearing from you. So, you know, should we dive right into what we're going to talk about with Southern foods?
Works for me.
Yep. I say let's do it. So to begin, we're going to talk about Southern foods. And I wanted to ask Natasha, since she's not from the South, what do you think of when you hear Southern foods related to the South of the United States?
That's a great question. I have been to the South a lot, even though I didn't grow up there. Definitely sweet tea. That's, I think, a big one for anywhere in the South. But like even when I went to Beaufort, I went to Scouts Market, got their sweet tea floats, which were really good. So now like I think that's just like the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Beaufort is the sweet tea float. But like just South in general, you've got your collard greens, fried foods. I lived in Florida for 6 months, so definitely alligator was on that list. Just I feel like a little stranger to people that aren't from the South. But yeah, alligator, you can definitely get that. You know, handful of things. Lots of fried chicken.
Yeah, those are the classics. So with me being from New York, one of the things I find synonymous with the South is grits.
Yes.
A lot of people up north, they're like, oh, grits. They're more cream of wheat fans. Mm-hmm. Not many people eat grits up north. So grits are definitely a Southern delicacy. So I think grits with butter and cheese, that's the way you do grits. A lot of people tend to not know that the South does grits the best.
Yeah, and it's very easy to mess up grits.
Yeah. I'm still working on it myself. Anytime I do breakfast and I'll make grits, they'll come out too hard or too mushy. It's you have to have the perfect everything to make the right grits.
Yeah, I've never tried to make grits myself, but I've definitely eaten some good grits and some less than desirable grits. So, you know, I agree that there's probably a learning curve to getting the perfect grits.
Natasha, have you had shrimp and grits before?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Megan, tell her how great shrimp and grits are.
Well, I think they're delicious. And I personally do not try to make my own grits. I just go out and eat them at a restaurant. And I went to Blackstone's downtown for breakfast one time. And this is weird to get shrimp and grits for breakfast. But they have a Cajun shrimp and grits.
I love Cajun flavoring of like any kind.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious and it wasn't too heavy. It was the right amount. And you know, I haven't tried this, but Plums downtown, now they have shrimp and grits on their menu, but ask for oysters and grits. It's not on their menu, but I've heard it's delicious and I haven't yet tried it, but I really want to.
That's like a perfect follow-up since we just had the Oyster Festival. You know, if you didn't get your oyster fix, go get oyster and grits.
Yeah, I mean, oysters will be in season for quite a while, as long as it's cold. So you've got time to try our oysters down here.
And that's what we love about Beaufort. It has the shrimp and grits and the oysters and grits. That's something like in the Lowcountry, that's a favorite. People typically come to the Lowcountry to get shrimp and grits. They come to Lowcountry to get grits. So that's why grits are such a local favorite.
Makes sense. Also, seafood. You guys are like right in the perfect spot for a lot of that amazing seafood year round with different things from the oysters and the shrimping and, you know, the crab. Mm-hmm. So you guys have great access to some amazing seafood.
Yes. So Megan, I know we discussed grits as a fan favorite. What else would you say is a Southern favorite?
It's a hard question. Personally, I love fried okra. Any restaurant I can get it at, I usually do as an appetizer. And yeah, I mean, you could cook it any way. You can roast it in the oven. You can bread it and fry it. Or what I do is I just fry it up. with no breading and just salt and pepper, and then it's super crunchy. But I think around Beaufort, restaurant-wise, I love to get it over at Foolish Frog on St. Helena Island. They cut them in half, and they put some sort of seasoning and breading on them. So good. And then they always serve it with a delicious dipping sauce. And you got to go early because they're always out.
Oh, no.
I may have been able to get them like a handful of times, because at the time I go there, they're like, oh, sorry, everyone's ordered them. They're all gone. Better luck next time.
Natasha, are you a fan of fried okra? Before I get into my opinion on fried okra.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question. I'll be honest, it's not my favorite, but I haven't had it many ways or tried it. I've only had it, I think, like once or twice. And usually my opinion is, like, if something's offered to me, I will always try it again, with very few exceptions. So if I, like, had the opportunity to try it again, I probably would. But the last time I had it, I didn't enjoy it very much. So
okay.
I'm sorry, so, Megan.
It's okay. I'll forgive you this time.
Thank
so
you.
My wife and my father love fried okra. It's one of their favorite vegetables, if you can even say that once it's fried. But they love it and try to have it every time they can. Me and my mother, on the other hand, we are not fans of fried okra. For me, it's more of a texture thing. The breading is okay, but then when you get into the, like, slimy, gushy, yeah, like, feel of the actual okra, that's when I'm like, okay, I can't do this.
You're like, I'm so tapping out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you don't like the seeds and
yeah,
all that.
The seeds and the, like, inside of the okra, that it doesn't really do it for me. But from a lot of people I hear, it is really good. So I'm a very texture-based person when it comes to food.
Well, there is pickled okra, and I keep forgetting to bring some into the office and make Daquan have a bite of one.
Yeah.
I am fascinated. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you can pickle okra, but I am trying to imagine what that would even taste like.
Oh, it's good. But I can't explain it. It's not like, yeah. I mean, of course it's pickled, so it would maybe taste like pickles, but yeah, it's, you know, it's that texture feeling. It's more of a crunch. And then the seeds.
Yeah.
So not many people would probably like it that way. See, I'm a fan.
I could probably do with the pickled okra, because I could do, like, pickled asparagus. I'd do a regular asparagus, but that harder and it's not mushy feel of it, I could probably get with that. So I'll definitely try that.
There you go.
So I said one of my dislikes. Megan, do you have a dislike as far as Southern traditional food?
You know, I will try anything. I mean, this ain't Southern. I'm not a big fan of blue cheese. My husband and my in-laws who are from Boston love blue cheese. Oh my God. I'm a big ranch fan. But, you know, I tried fried chicken livers here at the office, which is a huge favorite of everybody else, but I could not get behind it. It was really rich.
Yeah.
It was not my favorite thing.
I can't say that I've ever tried that one.
I agree. Gizzards and livers, we both tried them fried here, and that's definitely a staple in the South. I'm sure you can't get that anywhere else but the South.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on both of those.
Yeah.
Now, I can have fried frog legs, but I can't have those.
That's actually something I've always wanted to try, but I don't, like, I'm, like, nervous about it, but I, like, want to try it just to say I've tried it.
I mean, just imagine, like, you're eating a chicken wing. They have them at Fish Camp here on 11th Street in Port Royal. And they fry them up. And, I mean, they're just, like, they look like a chicken wing.
Nice.
So if you don't really know,
you'll never know the difference.
It's something else. It's really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot, that frog, are not even just fried frog legs, but frog legs in general taste like chicken. So I have never tried it, so I'm really interested to try them as well.
Yeah. You know what food I've always wanted to try, but I've never been able to get past the eyes, is, like, crawdads.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a big Southern thing. Yeah, I just see the, like, heads on them, and I get freaked out by it. So I'm like, I really want to try it, but I always am like, I can't do it. I need someone else to, like, shell it for me, and then I could probably do it. But
all you have to do is twist off the head and throw it to the side.
See, I need someone to just twist the head off for me, and then we're golden. But like, it's the twisting off the head that I'm just like, I can't do it. I'm a wimp. I'll admit it.
Well, I feel like it might be the same as having lobster. Just, yeah. You know, if you ever had a whole lobster, you got to twist the head off that big sucker and do it.
But... See, I make my dad do that for me. So that's the key is like my father will do it. See, I just need someone to do that for me. Then we're good. Like lobster itself tastes great. Having to twist the head off myself, I'll pass.
Yeah, I feel like crawfish are just, I don't know. They're, how should I explain this? I mean, it's different from lobster. It's not definitely not as big, like not as much meat. But if you like spicy food, if you just like, and you can put everything in crawfish boil, potatoes, Brussels sprouts, mushrooms, garlic head. Like you can put anything you want with crawfish boils. And it's really just about getting around a giant table, throwing them on the table. You got your Bud Light and you're just eating and talking and drinking.
See, that sounds ideal. I just got to get past the heads.
the eyes looking right at you before you eat them. Yeah, that's kind of the issue I have with crawfish. I could do lobster if the head's not there. So if I just had to crack open the lobster body or the lobster tail, that's fine with me. Crawfish are so small, it's impossible to get them without the head.
Right.
So just having the eyes look at me, I'm just like, maybe not. I'll just stick with lobster and crab and
call it a day. In the same way. You're just like, I'm good.
So one of my favorite, this is probably my all-time favorite Southern, and I wouldn't say it's a food, but more of a snack, boiled peanuts. Boiled peanuts are my like go-to. My wife had to tell me to stop eating boiled peanuts because it's gonna shoot my blood pressure up through the roof. So in high school, or not in high school, in college, I would, when I have to pull all-nighters, I would go get coffee from the gas station and grab the big 34-ounce cups, and I'll grab two of them. So I'm eating about 64 ounces of boiled peanuts in one sitting.
And well, now I understand why your wife was telling you to stop.
Yeah, and I could just demolish both of them in one sitting. And it got to the point where I was eating boiled peanuts once to twice a week. It was pretty bad.
Oh, wow. So do you get them around here?
So occasionally I have to be more scarce with it. So I might do it once every 2 to 3, maybe even 4 months. But so it's hard to find boiled peanuts. And I'm a fan of the Cajun boiled peanuts, but mostly you'd find them in gas stations, especially in the South. If you go to a Lowe's, they typically have the Lowe's trucks outside of Lowe's that do boiled peanuts and hot dogs. So you can grab them there.
Nice.
But in the South, boiled peanuts are a staple at sporting events, just enjoying the South, going out on the boat, you take some boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
So.
See, that's interesting because I like the Cajun ones. I don't like the regular ones, but I have never even heard of boiled peanuts until moving to South Carolina because we don't have those in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Interesting. So my husband doesn't like them at all, but I just get the Cajun ones and they're really good. And I can see how Daquan can just eat them because you just don't think about it.
And you don't get full off of them.
Right. They're small. So of course you're not going to.
Yeah. So do you like peanuts and Coke,
pick one. So, this is the funny part. So, if someone gave me a bag of peanuts, I wouldn't want them or wouldn't eat them because it's something different when they're boiled. I just don't eat peanuts by themselves.
Okay.
Like, I might eat them in a Snickers, but I wouldn't go to the store, get a bag of peanuts, and just eat peanuts. But I have not tried the peanuts in the Coke. I'm sure it gives them the same, like, texture as like a boiled peanut once it's like softened. But I haven't tried. I hear that boiled peanuts in the Coke are a fan favorite of the South as well.
I've seen it and I've always been curious, but I can't wrap my brain around it, like putting the peanuts in the Coke and like eating them that way.
See, I love my vanilla Coke too much that I would not want to take away the flavor from that with my peanuts
and make it salty. Coke.
Yeah, and I mean, aside from the boiled peanuts, the only time I ever really have peanuts is like at a football game or if I'm at Longhorn Steakhouse and like they have them and or Cracker Barrel and you just throw them on the ground.
Like a Five Guys type.
Yeah. Just peanut shells all over the floor.
Yep, I've done that one.
Yeah.
I can relate to. Oh, man. Okay, so I have to ask, do you guys have cheese straws there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we do have cheese straws. I haven't had cheese straws until I actually started working here. So we get them pretty often, and they're pretty good. So
yeah, I don't know where else they're popular. Again, we don't have those in Texas. I feel like it's a South Carolina thing. Mm-hmm.
I know they're popular in Alabama as well.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's like where I heard about them was in Alabama.
Mm. Okay. Sticking with cheese, have you guys ever had pimento cheese?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Have you, Megan?
Yes. Can't say that it's a big favorite of mine. I like them on my burgers. I don't like dipping into it. I'm a big queso fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that makes sense if you're originally from Texas.
Yeah. I was going to say, stay with the Western types of cheese. So I had it growing up, and it would be in my fridge, and I would make sandwiches with it. And then I kind of lost a taste for it. But here in Beaufort, if you go to Low Country Produce, they actually have a burger. You can actually get a burger. I think they have it in a sandwich form as well. Mm-hmm. It's called the Ooey Gooey Burger. And they do like a cheese, like the pimento cheese spread on the burger along with a jelly, like a spicy jelly. And it's really good. They put bacon on it, and oh, it's so good. And
it sounds it's very aptly named, the Ooey Burger.
Yes, it is. And I thought, I didn't like it for the longest time after having it in high school. But after having it there, it has reinvented my love for pimento cheese.
Very nice.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Bojangles. It's definitely here in the South.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can only get a Bojangles, I would say, from as far north as North Carolina, and as far west as maybe Alabama.
Yeah, they don't have them in Louisiana or any place like that.
Okay. So it's very Southeast centric, Georgia, and I don't think it extends into Florida. So literally,
Florida is its own little state. The South kind of just pretends it's not there sometimes.
Yes. So it's a chicken restaurant, almost like a Popeyes type style. But they actually do biscuits, which is another whole different Southern delicacy is biscuits itself.
Yeah, it's like you said biscuits, and I was like, biscuits and gravy, like my go-to favorite thing.
Yes, which you can also get that at Bojangles. But they do a weird mix. So they have blueberry biscuits they're biscuits with blueberries in them. Ooh. And they actually they have this weird concoction of blueberry biscuits with pimento cheese, chicken, all able to, you can order it. I don't even know what it's called. It's a concoction of pretty much everything on their menu, but I've heard it's really good. The blueberry biscuits with the pimento cheese and chicken. I know it sounds very crazy and hectic, but I've heard it's actually really good.
No, it sounds actually really good. Like the combination of just like that slight sweet with the blueberry, and then, you know, your savory with the chicken and the cheese, and just like a really good, like a lot of flavor for sure. But that does sound good.
Can't say it's probably the healthiest choice on their menu, but
you know what?
It's definitely a Southern creation. Somebody somewhere in a backyard definitely made that and was like, oh, this, y'all should put this on the menu.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of is the case with a lot of Southern foods, because I just thought of like chicken and waffles as well, which is once again another iconic, I think, you hear of the South, and that's like something you hear of, and it's not necessarily the most healthy either, but it is good.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you get your sweet and your savory.
Exactly.
I love some good chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Can't say I can recommend a restaurant around town here. I'm sure there's a few brunch spots that have them, but that is something I need to look into personally.
Yes, same. So when I have my chicken and waffles, I tend to separate them. I don't, you know, put syrup on top of my chicken, cut into both and eat it, but to each their own.
All right. Well, are there any other foods that you feel like we've missed or that we should touch on?
This is a deep, deep South thing. I know people have probably had turtle soup, and
that's good.
Yeah, that's typically Southern. But have you ever heard of chow chow?
I have not heard of that, actually.
I know of the dog breed chow chow.
No. No, so this is a deep southern delicacy. It's almost like a relish type. People tend to put it on their greens, and you can put it on different things. So it's called chow chow, and it's typically like peppers, onions. It's like in that same like liquidy relish form where it's kind of like watery.
Okay.
And it's just a bunch of mixed vegetables. A lot of people tend to put them on, you know, greens. I'm not 100% sure what else they put them on, but that's something my dad brought into the family. And we always keep like a jar of chow chow in the fridge. We typically get it from our aunts and uncles deep in the South. So that's just a FYI. I'm sure some of the listeners know chow chow out there. So,
I would say do some research after this.
I was going to say, yeah, do some research. I think it's one of those things you have to know somebody that actually creates it. It might be in some small stores, like around the South. You won't find it really in a Walmart or Publix, but in the South, you could probably find somebody at a local market that could probably find it.
When you go to the farmer's market and look around.
Yeah. But that's about all I could think about as food. I'm sure we've missed a ton of Southern foods. And if anybody wants to say, hey, you guys missed this, feel free to, you know, email us or feel free to comment or message us on Facebook at @visitbufordsc. Or any other social media, you can find us at Visit Beaufort.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun to talk about it and to kind of see, even within different areas of the South, how things are slightly different too. So thanks again, Megan, as well for joining us. It's always fun to have you on and to get a talk about food or just the fun areas and things to do in Beaufort.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Megan.
Awesome. Now, before we end, are there any cool events or like extra little things or tidbits that are coming up or that you want to share that are going on with Beaufort right now?
Yes. So we're getting into the fun part of the festival season. We just wrapped up Oyster Festival. So that was an amazing time. And now we're slowly moving from that festival into the Beaufort International Film Festival. And that's always a big deal every year. And it's the 16th annual International Beaufort Film Festival. And that's taking place February 22nd through the 27th. So if you love films, we'll have some actresses, actors, producers, writers, editors, anything that has to do with films will be in Beaufort. Some great name films, even some indie films. So it'd be a great time to come to Beaufort, watch some films, get to see how they're made, how they're edited. And that's, like I said, here in Beaufort, all that week it's going on.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a great festival. And on the food side, we're having a festival. It's called Taste of Beaufort, May 6th and 7th. It's a fun little festival. We didn't get to do it last year. I think in 2020, we weren't able to do it because of COVID. But it's a fun little festival. It's downtown on the waterfront. And usually there's a lot of vendors from our local restaurants and other at-home chefs that come down, set up tables, and they make their own dishes. So you can try all sorts of kinds of dishes. So be on the lookout for that. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to revamp it this year. It's still in the early stages, but I'm super excited for this one.
Yeah, and more details will come soon with that, the closer we get to May.
Awesome. We have a lot of great things coming up and to look forward to, from the film festival to the Taste of Beaufort Festival. That's going to be in May. So everyone, mark those in your calendars. And if you decide to go or take pictures and want to share them with us, we'd love to see them. You can reach out at BeaufortSC on Facebook, and we will talk to you all next time.
Like and subscribe. See you guys.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.